Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Remember to give the gift of scuba. You do not need to fight all those people at the malls, all the traffic, all the headaches that kind of ruin the season for everyone. Just drive to your local dive center, pick up a certificate, and give the gift of scuba, like a scuba class, continuing education for the diver on your list, some new gear, whatever. It's a one-stop shop, and it takes care of all the headaches. And then you can feel good about yourself and potentially create a new dive buddy for yourself. Yeah? Yeah, take them on a trip, that kind of thing. Oh, it's so easy. And, you know, and I'm just here to remind you of that friendly little fun fact on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so we got a lot to cover because I am recording the show today because literally I'm on my way in an airplane as we speak to the Turks and Caicos. You're going to hear all about it next week as we broadcast from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer to live aboard for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, Christmas in the Caribbean. We're going to have just a blast. Renee from Scuba Pros on board, Mermaid Brittany, the whole gang. It's going to just be a fun time for sure. We'll give you a little taste of what live aboard diving is like, especially with our friends from Explore Ventures. That's all next week. But today I got it recorded. I had to record the show this week so I could cover that base while I was traveling. So here we are. I'm sitting in the studio, and I have connected with Roz from the UK, who we didn't get to really connect as much as I'd like to at Vegas and Dima. So I thought this would be a great opportunity to catch up with Roz. Roz, how are you?
Hello, Greg. Good to hear from you. Yes, Dima was a bit mad, wasn't it?
It was a crazy event. The fact that we had that marijuana business convention going on in conjunction with Dima made for an interesting mix, did it not?
Yes, it made walking back from a show floor to the hotel that bit outside.
Yeah, you got a buzz without even having a drink. It was pretty amazing. So but that's a whole nother thing because we've covered Dima quite a bit. Maybe we'll dabble in that a little bit later on. But this past weekend, you had Eurotech, a big event in the UK. Especially for the tech diving community. Doug Ebersole was there and all this stuff. And we got to cover this. But unfortunately, we got to talk about some sad news that happened literally, what, on setup day? Is that what happened for Eurotech?
That's right. So I got a phone call about 10 o'clock on Friday as we were setting up. And a man that we know and love and respect called John Womack, who founded Otter Water Sports. They make dry suits. His son rang me to let me know he died. Now, he'd been ill a long time, but it had a profound effect with everyone because we all knew him and the news swept around the show very quickly. And John Perrin, who runs Kent Tooling, he went and got 5 cards and he, with his wife Liz, got them all signed by all the speakers and all the staff and lots of people in the industry and divers. And everybody wrote a short tribute to John Womack Sr. And we collected some money, and that's being sent to his family.
That's nice.
But John was hugely influential in the UK industry. He helped develop diving in the UK, and he designed and made really good dry suits, Otter dry suits. And they featured as an essential part of many cutting diving expeditions. And they help keep students warm and dry and keen to go diving too.
Mm-hmm.
So his dry suits were called Otter.
Otter, yeah. O-T-T-E-R. I just want to spell it out for us Yanks.
And he said that they were made out from otter skin. It's a tri-land material.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. He said this, that they were made out of otter skin? Or that was a gag or what?
He called the tri-land material the membrane material otter skin.
Okay, got it. All right, so that was the branding that he used. Right, understood.
Yeah. And so he had a lovely email one day from a trapper in Canada. The trapper in Canada said, "Hi, I understand that you use otter skin. I've got 300 magnificent otter pelts for you. Would you like to buy them?" And Bjorn had to write back this really nice email and go, "Thank you very much. Really kind of you. But actually, our otter skin is a tri-land material we make suits out of. It's not real otter skin." Hmm. But can you imagine furry dry suits?
That would be pretty cool. I mean, actually, there's a whole a group of people that are into that kind of furry animal thing, I think. I've heard that'd be something you'd probably see in Vegas.
We did see it in Vegas, actually.
Yeah, exactly. He sounded like he had a good sense of humor, obviously, and answered that guy back accordingly.
And he was incredibly generous. He supported a lot of us. When people were in trouble, he paid hotel rooms for them. When people were in trouble, he paid ferry tickets for them. When people needed a job, he'd employ them. Hmm. He really helped pay forward. He helped the diving industry a lot. He was a passionate teacher. He was a diver's diver. It's his funeral next week on the 13th of December. He will be so missed. But his values, he's passed on to his three kids, Tracy and Paul and JJ. And the Otter brand continues. The Otter dry suits are looking fantastic. JJ's just developed a brand new dry suit, which is really exciting. So it's been a bittersweet few days.
Yeah, I bet.
I know that there's going to be a massive party at John's funeral. It's going to be a very sad event, and then we'll celebrate his friendship afterwards.
Well, there you go. I think that's a fitting tribute, what you just shared. I mean, I didn't know him, but I am familiar with the Otter brand, and yeah, they've been around for years and years, and I think it's only appropriate. You got to honor those folks, those pioneers that kind of, you know, paid it forward. It sounded like that's what he was doing. He enjoyed a certain level of success and kind of paid it forward to the folks like you and everybody he had an impact on. It sounded like it had a big impact on the tech diving community there, Eurotech. So that kind of set a somber mood on Friday for setup. But from what I heard and what I saw on Facebook for Saturday and Sunday, the event was really, really well attended and did really well. Is that correct or what?
We sold out, Greg.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I saw something on Facebook like, "Hey, if you want tickets to this, sorry, you're out of luck."
Kind of.
Yeah.
I felt a bit sorry for people, but honestly, the tickets went nuts at the end. And so this is the first time that quite a lot of Thai cave rescue divers had come together since the phenomenal and audacious rescue in July. And Harry, Dr. Richard Harris and Craig Challen flew in from Australia. Mikko Passi came in from Finland. Eric Brown came in from Canada. We had the Brits there. So Josh Bratchley, Connor Rowe, Rick Stanton, John Valantham, Chris Jewell, Jason Mellinson. Hmm.
Who, pretty much? Everybody involved with this stuff was there, huh?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Really, really. Which was extraordinary. So it was fantastic for them that they could meet up and have beers and catch up and have a curry. And the talk that Dr. Richard Harris and Rick Stanton gave got a standing ovation. And at the end of it, we changed up a bit and we gave our outstanding contribution to the Diving Industry Awards to all the divers. And we included Rob Harper. Now, Rob Harper was at the very top of Vern Unsworth's list when he wrote that he needed help from the Brits. And Rob Harper is a vet. Mm-hmm. He's been a caver of some 40 years standing, and he's done a lot of surveying in Tam Luang Cave with Vern Unsworth, and he'd literally just flown back from there. So Vern needed his help with looking at the cave exploration, and Rob actually went up onto the top of Tam Luang Cave, and he was looking in the chimneys, the avens, mm-hmm. to try and find a way in. And so he came up and was part of it, and also received an award, which was utterly fitting, and as it should be.
Yeah. I mean, that was a group effort by far. I mean, it's a massive undertaking, and it was successful. But yeah, these guys will never get enough accolades for what they pulled off and what they came together as a team to execute. That was just impressive stuff. So obviously that one event, Eurotech, was kind of like the major thing that everybody wanted to see. But overall, it just went really well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. The other award that I wanted to quickly tell you about, actually, is the one which was Dive of a Conference. And we gave that to John Valantham because John Valantham has done some really serious expedition diving with Jason Mallinson and Rick Stanton, who both won Dive of a Conference Award.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig and Harry had also received it from Aztec. He just got a standing ovation.
And it was very well deserved, it sounds like to me. All right, we got more with Roz from the UK next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yes, the Santa here is stomach virus. Now I'm filling in, bringing toys to all the Gentile boys and girls.
Goody.
Yes, goody indeed. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and hopefully you're making the best of the holidays. I got Roz from the UK. A little international flair effect in the show this week, and we're covering Eurotech, which was just literally happening last weekend. Big event. All the cave divers were celebrated and got together and had a great event. A lot of stuff up on Facebook about that, by the way, that you can probably look up or Google or something and find it for yourself and see. But we're going over that with Roz. And but that wasn't the only thing that was going on at Eurotech, this big tech diving conference. It happens every other year, right? Is that the deal? It's not every year. It's every other year. Is that right, Roz?
Every other year because lots of reasons. It gives time for the scientists to develop research and get some findings. Mm-hmm. It allows expeditions to be set up and blown out and have another go at trying again.
Yeah.
It allows for equipment to be developed and changed and evolved. If it was every year, that's too short a window for fundamental cutting-edge things to happen.
Right.
And so 2 years gives enough time for changes in advanced and technical diving to happen.
Got it. Well, and I know Dr. Doug Ebersol, who's a regular here on Scuba Radio, he was nice enough to, he went over there and gave a presentation, like on his heart studies and things. Is that right? Or was he part of a panel?
He spoke about an imaginary pulmonary edema.
Yeah.
And he also talks about the five top emails that he gets. Which was brilliant. And I saw him later in the cafe area. And he seemed to have his kind of the doctor is in thing.
Yeah.
Because there was a bit of a queue to see him. And he was sat at a table with a diver in front of him. And he seemed to be doing sort of private advice consultations for divers, which was really nice because we have got some excellent cardiologists in the UK. Mm-hmm. But Doug is one of a kind. Because he's a KISS instructor trainer.
Yep.
He's a passionate KISS rebreather and diver. And he's a cardiologist. So he understands when a diver says, look, I want to dive. We had one particular individual who spoke to him, has had a pacemaker fitted. And because the pacemaker is made out of titanium, he's depth limited because it will crush.
Mm-hmm.
And he suspected that might be the case, but Doug was able to say, yes, that's the case, and you are now depth limited. And this man has gone away to think about, am I going to give up diving or am I going to dive shallow to 10 meters, 30 feet?
Yeah.
But at least he's got some proper, proper data about it now. Whereas before he was like, is this crushable? Is this not crushable? Can I dive? Can I not dive? So having Doug and divers can speak to Doug. Doug is so generous with his time.
Absolutely. Well, look, he comes on Scuba Radio fairly regularly. What does that tell you? Yeah. It tells you he's slightly crazy and he fits into our twisted world of divers. He's one of us. And
what are you trying to say about me, Doug?
Yeah, nothing that you don't already know. Come on, Roz.
So it was fantastic. The divers were able to meet Doug and have access to him. And I think he thoroughly enjoyed himself. So we had some Polish divers come in at the Explorer Starnuski, who came and spoke. We had a lot of names that divers aren't weren't familiar with. Emily Turton gave a blinding talk about HMS Hampshire and HMS Vanguard.
About what? Say that again. I have no idea what you just said.
They're two wrecks, HMS Vanguard and HMS Hampshire. Hampshire is the one which Kitchener went down on. She gave two top-notch talks on these. The British Sub Aqua Club gave out a pile of awards. So it was good camaraderie. Dr. Dawn Kanagas came over and met with some few people. Professor Simon Mitchell came in and gave two talks. Yeah, so we had some really serious heavyweights flying in for this.
Yeah, it was a who's who. I saw, Richie Kohler was there. He was posting up stuff on Facebook that I saw. And he was like, I don't know, he was calling out one of his buddies like, hey, where the hell is so-and-so? We're here at the pub and he's not here. What's going on? I mean, typical Richie stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was. It's like a who's who, and especially the tech diving community, especially, obviously, in the UK. But it's pulling people from all over the U.S. I mean, Dr. Doug was there. And I mean, it's a worldwide community, but just a little UK-centric, just because that's where it originates, I guess, right?
What was really nice was that we had Ben Spencer come to this. Now, Ben is the son of Carl, and Eurotech was co-founded by me, Carl Spencer, and Lee Bishop. And Carl, of course, died in Britannic in 2009. Mm-hmm. And his son is the spitting image of Carl. And Ben came along, and Ben joined in, and Ben worked the event. And Ben was fantastic, and he really enjoyed it. And he said it was good to see what his dad helped start. And it was just fantastic having him and his mum, Vicky, there and being a real part of this.
Yeah.
So that was special, I have to say.
Well, it sounds like you had a phenomenal time. Are you glad it's over? Because you're like one of the main organizers of this thing. And it's obviously a crazy event to put on, just logistics and all the scheduling and stuff. I know you're like pulling your hair out. I mean, and the fact that it was on the heels of DEMA so close. I mean, I would imagine you had a fairly stressful last few weeks. You should be joining me in the Turks and Caicos next week. Are you with me on this or what?
God, I'd kill to be on that trip. I really would. But I'll tell you, it's nice to have more than 2 hours sleep a night now.
I'm sure. I'm sure it is. But you can kind of, bask in the glory of a successful event. You got 2 more years to plan for the next one, right?
I've got a couple of hours of basking to do, and I really need to get back on with my work, Greg, because I'm on copy deadline for X-Ray Magazine.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of stuff to write up about from a new kit from DEMA to write up about.
Right.
So, yes, it's no rest for wicked, I'm afraid, Greg.
Well, and looking back at that, I mean, as far as from your perspective, how did you feel DEMA went?
Fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Well, I saw Triton CCR. Triton came across to Eurotech after speaking to me. Parallels cameras, they came across to Eurotech after speaking to me. Thomas, he's quite a senior engineer at Poseidon. He came from Sweden. David Profundus from Spain, he came in from DiveRite. So it was great because I spoke a lot about Eurotech at DEMA.
Yeah.
Lots of people in DEMA came across. So, yeah, that was fantastic for me.
Yes. Well, good stuff. Well, Roz, always a pleasure. Enjoy the holidays, and we will definitely talk to you again soon, my friend, okay?
Please give Renee my love next week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Renee from Scuba Pro. You got it. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, too, Roz.
Oh, I hope we're going to speak before then, Greg.
Well, of course. We'll work it out. And we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Remember, give the gift of scuba. This is the time of year you save yourself a lot of headaches by just going into a local dive center and getting a certificate for a dive class, whatever case may be. Here's another idea. Talk to the folks at reefsafesun.com. We have Dan from Tropical Seas on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Happy holiday, Greg. We're doing fantastic.
Yes. Now, you guys have a lot of stuff going on. First of all, they're making everybody very happy next week in the Turks and Caicos because I'm bringing along a bunch of products from the crew there at ReefSafeSun.com. Some sunscreen, some biodegradable mass defog, an assortment of cool stuff. Everybody's going to be very happy for the season as we celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean. So I got to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And now everybody can take advantage of some other stuff. You got this really cool line of jewelry up there on the website as well. They got a bunch of products, not just shampoo and biodegradable sunscreen and mass defog. They got a whole line of jewelry that especially the female divers, your better half, you want to grease them up for a next dive trip that you want to take on your maybe by yourself. This might be a way to kind of grease that wheel and get the permission to go. Are you with me on this, Dan, or what?
Yes, and we're running 50% off retail to everyone on the website on all the jewelry, including the new lionfish pendant that you got.
Yes, and really
the,
nice. Yeah,
and the apparel.
People wonder, how do I go on these trips like to the Turks and Caicos next week and I don't bring my wife? Well, I give her a lionfish pendant that Dan was nice enough to hook me up with at the DEMA show. Really, really nice. She loves it, and That was one less gift I had to get for the holidays. Actually, I kind of preempted. I gave it to her early, so I still got to get some more stuff. So maybe I'll have to hop on the website and pick up something at 50% off as well. ReefSafeSun.com. Dan, always a pleasure. Great seeing you at the DEMA show, and we will catch up again here real soon, probably right after the Turks. Okay, buddy?
Have a great trip, Greg.
You got it. We got Pete from Scuba Board joining us next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Ah! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He's coming, coming. He's coming, coming.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's coming, coming.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy holidays to you. Can you name that tune? Or, well, obviously you can name the tune, but can you tell me who's singing it? Pete from Scuba Board, I'm sure, can make an educated guess. What do you think, Pete?
Who Santa is it? Claus is singing it. Who else?
Santa Claus? No, it's the Partridge Family. Come on. Yeah, you know, David Cassidy, Shirley Jones.
I knew who it was. I remember when it first came out many eons ago.
That's right. We were watching that show when we were kids. We were all of
kids.
Two. We're going to say that. Anyway.
Of course, now Partridge Family has a whole nother meaning for me.
It does. How so?
Well, the Partridges are the people who own Shearwater.
Uh-huh. Shearwater Computers.
And,
right. Dive Computers.
I will actually be diving with the Partridges this January at our Scuba Board Surge in Curacao.
Hmm. Well, here's a scuba gift idea for them if they're on your list. Why don't you get them the Partridge Family Christmas album? Say, hey, I was thinking of you. And then, of course, they'll cancel their trip and say, screw you, Pete. I'm not going in January.
Exactly.
But
yeah,
anyway.
I think I'll treat them nicer than that.
Yeah, as you should. Well, that'll be something special to share. You know, so you're giving the gift to scuba, or at least sharing it in January with some friends, some diving friends. So, well, yeah,
I'm sharing it in January. I'm sharing it in December. You know, in North Florida, this is actually the time to start scuba diving. This is the hot time to go scuba diving because all the people are being flushed out of their winter holes. They can't go diving up north anymore, so they come down south to go cave diving.
Well, true. Or even some of the warm water wusses in Florida, like me in Orlando and south, head to the springs where you are, where the water temp is 74 degrees, which is a little warmer.
Don't make it warmer than it is.
Well, I'm just thinking positively, you know, like maybe, you know, like, well, let's kind of move it up to 74. But yeah, it's more like 72. But still, that's warmer than what we get in the ocean temps right now.
It is.
Through the next few months here in Florida. It's more
and
like the, you know, 70
or so. You get to see manatee. You get to see anything that's cold out in the river is going to come up into the spring.
Mm-hmm. So where are you diving where you see manatees over there? Which particular
site? They come up to the Suwannee River all the time.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter which spring you're at. They come up to the springs. Now, the hot ones, obviously, are going to be the St. John's.
Okay, wait a minute. With
the
hot ones, you're talking about the springs, not the manatees themselves. I'm starting to get concerned about
Oh, stop.
Okay. Yeah. So the hotter the springs, that attracts the manatees to those areas because they're looking to warm up as well. Right.
And the St. John's is a good site for them. Crystal River is a great site for them. You go along those two rivers on opposite sides of Florida, and your chances of seeing manatee during the winter months are very high.
Yeah. And they're very, very cool. High. Very cool to see. And this is manatee season. So if you want to go out and do a little
starting.
diving or snorkeling even. You can do that thing up there in Crystal River. Some of the outflow electric plants down in South Florida, down by Jupiter or something, there's still one down there where they have a tendency to congregate as well.
Sure.
But that's a man-made kind of spring situation. So they're benefiting from the warm water coming out from the power plant down there. And the manatees kind of go there. But, you know, if you dive, snorkel with them there, you know, I always wonder, like, well, what else is in that water? Are you going to, you know, get up from your snorkel and then, you know, sprout a third nipple or something? I don't know. I'd rather go to the springs.
You might. Some of the springs are closed off because of the manatee, like Blue Spring outside of Orange City.
Yeah. They shut it down during the holidays.
You can go look at them.
Right.
You can go look at them, but you can't go swimming with them. They won't let divers in, snorkelers, bathers, whatever. It's like out of the water.
Yeah.
It's time. And I've seen 150 manatee at Blue Spring before. It's amazing how many pack in there.
Yeah. And it is cool to see them just from the shore, actually, whether you get in the water with them or not. But yeah, certain state parks in Florida, you can get in the water, and in some places you can't. Most of them, you can't, actually. But over there in Crystal River, you know, there's some places where you can go for sure and check
and
out the
manatee. And it's not a state park.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, maybe that's why.
Yes, yeah. Crystal River is a river. Mm-hmm. So you're actually swimming in the river with them. And if you look at, as far as the river goes, it's a very clear river for the most part. There's some areas that have got some silt and tannin in it. But it's, you know, most of the river is warm. So you see manatee all over the place there.
There you go. Homosassa Springs right there in the same general vicinity.
Exactly.
Manatee hotspots. It's kind of like a manatee spa. That's where they go and warm up during the winter months, which, believe it or not, December in Florida always seems to be like the coolest month for us. We just had this really serious cold front that came through Orlando just this week and was like the coldest days we've had. And I was like, golly, this really blows. It gives you a little, you know, Christmas feeling, but luckily it only lasts for a day or two, and then it's back up to 80, 85, 90, whatever. So I like the quick blasts, but it does kind of throw you off your game when it comes in like that. But that's what we get starting in December, and then it kind of levels off, you know, towards the end of January, February, and starts to be a little bit more consistent. But it kind of gets cooler here, you know? You know, it just gives a little, it does add to the Christmas vibe, though. If you think
it does,
you know,
the storms, however, benefit. Did you hear about my tornado?
Well, I did. And first off, I'm glad you're okay and you weren't
me too.
you weren't swept up and sucked off to, you know, the Wizard of Oz's location or something. But yeah, you had a pretty ugly storm during that. It was during that cold front that came through Orlando where you were.
It was.
I got it a couple days
before you did.
Is that you? Well, yeah.
I got a couple days for you, and 4:30 in the morning, it sounded like there was a freight train outside, and it stopped. We walked outside. And before I did that, about 30 seconds after the tornado stopped, we got the alarm telling us there's a tornado in the area.
No! Yeah. They got to work on the alarm system, it sounds like, in your neck of the woods, huh?
All it did was take one single tree. It was like a surgical strike. Pulled the tree off, twisted it around. You can see where the trunk's been twisted, and that was it. So I was pretty happy with that. I didn't like that tree anyway.
Yeah, he sent me a picture of what was the remnants of this tornado hit that Pete from Scuba Board took. And yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting. It looks like the base of the tree was just twisted off or something. Like a twist tie or something. Very strange looking.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like it came down. There's trees within 10 feet of it all around it. They weren't touched.
So when it happened, did you realize that it was a tornado, or are you just like, what is that racket? I'm trying to sleep here.
Well, when the alarm came off and telling me it was a tornado, it was a dead giveaway.
Well, yeah, but when you first heard it, and you probably...
I had no clue.
Yeah, were you sleeping when this happened, or were you already awake?
Out like a light. Oh, out okay. like a light. The cats were all cuddled up, and, you know, it was like all of a sudden it was just amazingly loud, and it's one of those things where we're all up, we're all looking around, counting our fingers and toes, seeing if we're still here or what, and... when we walked outside, it had this like amber glow in the sky. It was really cool. It was like it was sunrise already, I'm not sure where the amber glow came from, but it was almost hurt the eyes. It was so bright.
Really?
And then interesting. Then it got dark again before the sunrise.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Well, at least you're okay. It didn't suck up any of your dive gear and all that kind of stuff that you had out on the property, I
hope. Thank God.
Yeah.
No. I just got finished rebuilding my SF2, my rebreather from Scuba Force.
Yeah.
And so that's been... That was actually in the shop that it hopped over.
Hmm. So you think it did a hop. It's like, we don't want his rebreather. We don't want to mess that up. Let's take this tree.
You can actually see the path of it behind my property going right there, and it's right in the path.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I think I heard it die. I think when it got quiet, I think it died. I'm not sure how that happens. I'm not a tornadoologist or anything like that. But
right.
The good folks up at SF2 have a new service location in Lake City, and they've been helping me, and I've been changing some things out, moving things around. So I'm actually about ready to get back in the water with it. So it's one of the first things I check for is make sure it was still in my shop.
Okay. So during the holiday season, which is a little slower business wise, you've been taking advantage of the time in between tornadoes and fixing up your rebreather. And where do you plan?
Cold.
Where are you going to take it for the first dive, you think? Just right there locally?
Yeah, Troy Springs. I'm probably going to go to Troy Springs. It's nice and deep, got lots of room, good shallow areas, very clear.
And that sounds like a pretty good plan. And we got more with Pete from Scuba Board next. Stay close. Scuba Media.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef-Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge. God save you.
Merry Christmas.
Humbug.
I want you for Christmas. I need you for Christmas.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Merry Christmas to you. Hopefully you're making the best of the holidays and giving the gift of scuba as opposed to fighting the crowds at the mall, all the traffic. You know, I'm telling you, this is the way to do your list, to take care of everybody on your list, whether they're divers or not. If they're not, you get them lessons to learn how to dive and become future dive buddies. And if they are divers, well, you take them on a trip, and they got to usually have someone with them, and you volunteer your personal services to be their dive buddy on their trip, like I'm going on.
I love it.
In the Turks and Caicos. Now, Pete from Scuba Board is my guest right now, and I know you do the same. You encourage all your friends there on Scuba Board and just people in your, you know, vicinity there to give the gift of scuba. Am I right there, Pete, or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I would venture to say that more dives are planned on Scuba Board than any other place. So if you want to go diving, get on Scuba Board, meet a few people, and go diving.
Yeah, just talk amongst your friends. It's like, hey, where you want to go? Well, let's. How about the Turks and Caicos? Or what if we go down to South Florida, do something down in the Keys here next week? You know, you just start talking.
Oh, man, what a great idea. It's been flat down there. It's been beautiful down there.
Really, it has. And you know, next week when I'm in the Turks and Caicos, the added bonus is that we're doing Christmas in the Caribbean, and we have this fun little, you know, value-added element that we're throwing into the liveaboard where we have some Christmas festivities. And I'm telling you, if you've never had that opportunity to celebrate Christmas time, you know, in the Caribbean or the Keys or some warm water destination like that, you have not lived. You have not experienced a true diving thing that is just, I mean, it's magical. It's a great time of year to be down there. People think like, oh, it's not Christmas if you're not cold. Oh, bah humbug. Go down there.
Dude.
And trust me, trade the snow for the sand and you'll thank me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. Which is better, shoveling snow or making sandcastles? Okay, yeah, give me sandcastles any day.
Yes, exactly. And you can make a sandman, you know, like snowman out of sand.
Or go diving.
Go nutty. Yeah, just go diving. You won't care about any of that stuff. Trust me. But they, you know, the thing that's cool, like down in the Keys and some of the Caribbean islands and stuff, they go nuts at Christmas. And they do all the Christmas lights and everything. And you'd be surprised how Christmassy it can feel, despite the fact that it might be, you know, 70, 80 degrees and sunny. You know,
if you haven't seen a Christmas parade on the water with a bunch of boats with all their lights, you haven't seen a real Christmas parade.
So true. You know, I get back from the Turks and Caicos a week from Saturday, which will be, well, a week from today, which will be the 15th. And that night is the Winterfest Christmas light boat parade down in Fort Lauderdale. So I may stay down in South Florida and hang with some of my diving friends and watch the festivities. And that is a very cool Christmas thing to do. And there's these Christmas light boat parades all over the U.S., let alone the Caribbean. Everyone's jumping into the, you know, into the festivities. So it's definitely something cool to do on your surface.
Here's
interval.
A fun idea.
Yeah?
Here's a fun idea.
Okay.
If you have a place that does fireworks, it's especially true right around the 4th of July and right around New Year's, go for a night dive. Do your night dive and then have the boat park out there and watch the fireworks go.
There
on.
You go. That's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah. I may. Are you doing that for New Year's Eve again? Because I know you and your gang at Scuba Board, don't you normally do like a New Year's Eve night dive kind of thing anyway?
Well, we used to in Wekiva, not Wekiva, Wekiwachi Springs would let us in.
Ah.
We'd have fun there. We'd do congos and have the mermaids. They'd swim a mermaid egg up to the surface
right.
to let us know when New Year was there.
We did
it
that.
Was fun. Yeah. Head underwater,
mm-hmm.
music, but since the state's taken over, not so much.
Yeah.
I miss it.
State took it over and takes away all the fun usually when
it,
they get
it does. But now yeah. I go for a night dive at one of the caves and for New Year's anyway, and I do a cave dive on New Year's Day.
Okay.
So I dive from one year to the next.
Absolutely, as you should. That'd be a great thing to kind of, you know, just plan, start off the new year, you know, in the right frame of mind
exactly.
as a diver, for sure. I love it. So what else has been going on with you, though, during the holidays? Are you, what's on the agenda for the rest of the year before you even get up to that?
I've been doing some solo teaching mm-hmm. and some starting technical teaching, which has been interesting. In fact, there's been a discussion on Scuba Board about divers getting ready to enter the technical solo world, and they're wondering what is appropriate as far as bailout bottles, the cylinders.
Okay.
Pony well, bottles, if you would.
Giving the gift of scuba for the diver on your list, maybe you get them a redundant air system like that. So, you're talking about something bigger than maybe a spare air, which is a great option for any diver who wants to do a little solo diving and just have an emergency backup system. But
Or just if you get separated from your buddy for a few moments, you got the spare air to get you out of Dodge.
Exactly. But if you want something like a real bailout system with what you do, which is like rebreathers and stuff, you might need to have something bigger, like a 30 or 40 cubic foot tank.
My rebreather, I usually carry no less than an 80, and usually more than that. If I'm going like on a cave dive, I'll bring 160 plus.
Well, that's not a bailout, is it? That's a regular tank. Maybe?
Yeah, because I need to have enough air to get back out in case something goes wrong with the rebreather.
Right.
Nothing has ever gone with the rebreather like that.
Yeah.
But you never plan, and this is true with all technical diving. As open water divers, you more normally plan for everything to go right. As a technical diver, you start planning for things not going right.
Yes, understood. But basically, the bailout bottle should be as big as you can comfortably manage. So it could be a 30, 40,
whatever. Nothing says I love you like air.
True. All right, good stuff. Pete, always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, my friends, and all my friends.
And God bless us, everyone. And that'll do it for Hour 1. Hour 2 is on deck. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.